Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so, we're talking about the NFL and, you know, jobs coming open. Mm-hmm. And obviously it does seem like the Tennessee Titans job is going to open up. And I saw somebody was saying that insiders, people around the league believe that that is a great job. And I was like, really? You think about it? They were like, no, because they're getting a new stadium and everything like that.
Okay.
And so that brought me back to this job here in Atlanta. Just how important or is the battery and everything like that a factor in say, for instance, if another job is open, this guy's choosing between the Braves and their team.
Good question.
That's what the guy. That's what made me ask the question because the guy was like, "Yeah, the Titans is a good job because of the new stadium and everything they're getting." It's like, the hell does stadium got to do with your damn team ranking?
Yes, I know that's a good question.
I look at it, it's only 1 of 32.
Yeah, but in the NFL,
you're sign a
salary
anyway,
cap too, so. Right? So I mean, you're going to spend. Most teams are going to spend right around the same amount. I know they spend different and all that, but like you only have so much money to spend. I mean, the battery does allow for the Braves to be a top, what are they, 7 or something, 6?
Are you talking about for players to come here or for a new manager?
Manager.
Okay, because for players to come here, they would actually – a lot of the players actually live in the battery during the summer and then have another place during the winter. So it is an attractive place to live, especially if you're a single dude.
Yeah.
Like you would see AJ Minter would be out and about in the battery quite often after games, just hanging out and you know.
You're like, you're a solid relief pitcher for the Braves and you live there.
Straight.
And you're 24.
Oh, yeah, straight at the battery? Straight up garden to
And him. I'm sure there's I know.
That's how
I would have been such
Boy.
A
yeah. Yes.
Be, yeah.
Yes.
Be a whole wave of bunkers.
Yeah. I mean just straight up just yes.
But that's what the stories you hear about the baby Braves at Buckhead back in the day. They'd just be around, you know. You'd see them. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening right now that have a story or two about that era
but
and those guys.
I just like I'm blessed enough to have been a part of that, and I could guess the new part of Atlanta. It was unbelievable. It was just an unbelievable, you know. Like it's one of the things. I swear to you, it was one of the situations, Andy, where I was like, I can't wait to grow up so I could do that, like. Like, I remember going to college and being in college, broke-ass college student, like, having to park down the street because your car raggedy and you don't want to drive it up and through Buckhead to being that guy, like, I can't wait to graduate so I can pull me a new whip up the street. I want to get stuck in traffic with the window down.
Right.
Yeah, so you can see me
up in
this. So you can see me in this thing, you know? It was, what a time to be alive. What a time to be alive.
I'm still waiting for that. It's going to be good. That's why I park over there. Still waiting. I'm going to pull up one of these days. What's that phrase, pull up? Nope, not yet.
That's it.
Not yet. One of these days. Next contract. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
So after a rain postponement on Saturday, Devils back at it last night, finally. Took home the victory 14-6 over Peachtree Ridge.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Check out this stat line. 3 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts.
Way to go,
in
Juice.
In 3 innings?
Yeah.
Way to go,
only
Juice.
One of the outs was not
one
a strikeout.
Hit.
Wow. Domination.
2 for 2 at the plate, 4 RBIs.
Good for her. That's awesome. That's awesome.
She's a lot of fun. The 2 walks is the biggest part of that stat line. Like, and if y'all remember any of the stat lines that I've read, they have started to decrease over the years. Mm-hmm. But she's going into these games now, and for every 3 or 4 innings, 5 innings that she pitches, she's only walking a couple batters, where they even a year ago it was like 6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hey man, command over the circle.
Coach,
next game a little bit. Next game Saturday at 5:45 for some reason, right off in the middle of football, versus Brookwood at Shorty Howell Park. But Juice will take the circle again Sunday. We have games on Saturday and Sunday. 3:30 in the afternoon at Decula. Juice will be in the circle for that one. So, BJ, if you're out there listening, I expect to see you there. And then Guardians, Dads, Yankees win yesterday. So do the Dodgers. They advance. So you will have three elimination games today. This is what playoff baseball is all about. Thank the goodness for having a best-of-three series. If you're going to do a wild-card series at all,
right?
At least do best-of-three. So you got Tigers, Guards at 3, Dads, Cubs at 5, and Red Sox, Yankees at 8 o'clock.
Are you saying Dads?
Padres.
Padres.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, okay. I never heard that called before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spanish for father.
I understand that.
Hey, it's one less.
Even
syllable.
When you lived in San Diego, nobody called them the dad.
They didn't call them the dad. Oh. They're Padres. Okay.
You're only given a finite number of symbols in this life.
Yes,
or syllables in this life.
That is true. So, I mean, you know, I would.
You gotta, you
I would,
gotta save them.
I went with you though that one. Yeah, you're right, Bo.
What if that's what it was? Like, what if that's how we died? You died when you said all your syllables.
You do, though.
What was the one with Eddie Murphy? Was that lie? You couldn't tell a lie that the leaves fell off
you
the
only
tree?
Get so many
oh,
lies.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I'm telling you.
Maybe that's why everybody abbreviates stuff these days.
Oh, God.
You know?
If that's the reason
I'll be
that
one,
these kids
dude,
and their text messages.
They're geniuses.
Drives me freaking crazy with my damn children and that crap right there.
You know who's
I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. Am I supposed to know every acronym?
Like, oh, it drives me so crazy.
How am I supposed to know every acronym? I don't know that one. Tell me what it is, please.
See, what they don't know is that
me crazy.
For every, you know, time they say Riz or Cap, they have to explain it.
Then
they're wasting more syllables.
Then they said more syllables because I always have to say. I do like this, though. I don't know if you guys have ever seen these on social media where someone will put a long acronym out. And they're like, tell me what this means.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, I know what that means.
Yeah. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
God. Child, just type it out.
So y'all called me yesterday a gatekeeper of t-shirts. And if I'm going to be a gatekeeper of anything, it should be t-shirts. I have like 300 t-shirts. Randy, you got a bunch of t-shirts.
You guys are both pretty heavy in the t-shirt game.
Yeah, it's time to go for another sweep through.
What do we got on
Hey, Aaron.
Cool.
Yeah, but no, it's time to go through a new sweep, dog.
Purges are necessary.
It's pretty bad right now. It's like really bad.
So we have another.
you wear like a different t-shirt every
but
day.
It's worse. It ain't been this bad in a while, dog.
Really? You've been on a.
I don't know why.
On a binge?
Yeah. Because what I'm doing now is I'm trying to algorithm. Replace. I'm trying to replace. Trying to replace.
What, like replace?
T-shirts.
I know. Yeah. I know, but like what ones? Like what ones
the
do
ones
you not want anymore?
Like last year.
Oh. Okay.
2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm running out of space.
No, I know. I'm asking why are you trying to replace
them
if you don't have any space?
And become less comfortable.
I'm shrinking less comfortable there like that. Yeah. Okay.
Some of the designs start to wear off. And if it wasn't one that you absolutely love, you're going to probably tend to purge.
Like my favorite t-shirt I wore the other day, it was my cigar and whiskey shirt.
Yeah.
But it has holes in it because all the cigar burn marks on it.
But that just makes it more. Yeah, that makes it more authentic. That makes it more authentic.
Yeah.
You know that Trailblazer shirt that I wear sometimes?
Yes.
It's actually from 1990. I bought it at like a vintage store and it had a hole in it. I just put a Gorilla tape on the backside of it.
There you go.
Patch that hole up.
There you go.
Some of those shirts are so comfortable that you just can't.
I just
ever
like
give
that shirt, man. I don't want to throw that shirt away.
So we have more gatekeepers, and you kind of see these quite often, and they are fan base city gatekeepers.
Oh.
So Rob Lowe, who if you watch any of the Dodgers games, and if you watch any Dodgers games in the during the season, you can always see him there. He's usually behind home plate or somewhere close. So now Cincinnati Reds fans are all over Rob Lowe for being at Dodger games. So Rob Lowe apparently was born and grew up in Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
Moved to California as a preteen.
Right.
That's
been,
like 11
been
or 12
in Hollywood
years old.
For a
long time.
Yeah. I didn't know he was born in Ohio, and I always see him at Dodger games. Right. So Reds fans are now calling for pitchforks and on Rob Lowe because he's rooting for the Dodgers openly and on TV. Well, you're not going to have to worry about that anymore because Reds just got swept out of the playoffs.
That series is over.
It's unreal. That kind of stuff,
man. That kind of gatekeeping is very silly.
Real,
but then here's the other side of it, though. Is like, if he just all of a sudden started putting on a Reds hat people would get mad at him too
100%.
For bandwagon hopping or whatever. You can't win. You can't win with crazy fans.
And he even claims that he grew up a Reds fan. So if the Reds would have beat the Dodgers, is what you're saying, now he just starts
right. Then he puts his Reds hat on. Then they'd be like, no, you can't be in our club. We want you in our club yesterday, but today you can't be.
But you can root for anybody you want to.
Sure can.
The internet did that, by the way.
Goodness gracious.
Internet did what?
They gave kids the ability to root for anybody they want to because everybody's accessible these days. Mm-hmm. I grew up a Braves fan because I grew up in Louisiana and all we had was two channels, it's Braves or Cubs. Mm-hmm. For the most part, you know, these days you can see, if I grew up in Louisiana, you can watch the Yankees on every baseball game. So if you want to be a Yankees fan, you can be a Yankees fan.
Yeah. It is.
There's not a whole lot of
root
loyalty
for whoever you want.
For,
yeah. Root for whoever you want for whatever reason you want. But the reasons given are always like, all right.
Championships.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Or so your mom was there when you were born. What if she'd been over there? Well, then you'd be a fan of those guys? Pretty arbitrary.
My dad was a Yankees fan when he was younger because he went to high school in Korea. The Yankees would come over there and do exhibition games.
Everybody's got a great story.
Yeah.
I do love that.
So,
because everybody's always like, I got to validate it somehow. Here's how I'm doing it.
You got a reason.
Did your dad wear the jacket with the lion and the tiger on the back?
He has that jacket.
He has that jacket.
Yeah. Awesome. He didn't wear much. My dad's 85.
He got that. He got one of the jackets.
High school was 60 years ago.
He got one of jackets.
Side note, my dad was a boxer growing up at, you know, the Korean Air Force bases or whatever. You know what his nickname was?
Oh, God. I can't
Sorry,
wait to
dad.
Find out.
Canvas back. He tells this. Yeah.
Damn.
That's not a.
It was.
Not a compliment.
That's not a compliment.
It's not a compliment. No. It's just a nickname.
So he wasn't a great boxer.
He wasn't a great boxer. He was great. He was great at. Look. Sorry, Dad, if you're listening, but you're not. He was great at throwing baseballs, though. His nickname for baseball was Smokey.
Okay.
Smokey and canvas back.
Smoking fastballs.
I do think that is one area where we have lost. We lost out a little bit. Like, we don't have great nicknames like we used to.
No.
Athletes used to get great
dude,
nicknames.
I got a question. I was watching Netflix. You know how Netflix, like, they show, like, a preview of the movie. Why didn't nobody tell me that Mr. Me, like, Daniel LaRusso and Jackie Chan got a movie together?
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Well, it's not out yet, is it? Or is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
It is very
Karate
soon.
Kid, a Karate Kid movie with like, them two.
Oh, they made another Karate Kid movie?
What the hell is going on?
I'm not sure if Jaden Smith is in it.
He is not a kid.
How much longer can you live off of Mr. Miyagi's name?
That they're going to milk it for all they can milk it for.
So Jackie Chan's Mr. Miyagi now?
No, I think he was like his ancestor or something, or brother or son.
What the hell is going on?
I don't think he played Mr. Miyagi, did he?
No, he didn't play Mr. Miyagi. Yeah. He played his character with Will Smith's son.
But the guy that played Mr. Miyagi's dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
so
they can't.
Because
that guy was 80 when the movie came out.
Jackie Chan was in the one with Jaden Smith.
But they keep milking.
Yeah. Yeah.
They keep milking these damn Mr. Miyagi stories.
Oh, yeah. They'll make 100 Karate Kids.
You wax on, wax on in 2025. You go get your ass waxed.
Pow!
You know what I'm saying? Ew. Mr. Miyagi.
Also, real quick, speaking of the
true.
Dodgers.
That defense doesn't work like
get your ass.
Yeah. Get up on one leg.
Get your ass on a crane
kick
and get
really
out.
Speaking of the Dodgers and moving on, Carol Freeman moves on in the Golden Bachelor to the next week, I guess. She's down to the final nine.
Freddie's aunt.
Freddie's aunt moved on.
Freddie's aunt, yeah.
Golden Bachelor. It was just last week that I told you all about this.
I must. Okay, I wouldn't.
Oh, you, it was.
Yeah, okay, you were here. No, you okay, right. Okay, you were right here.
And Abe got it right. Abe Andy's going to come back and wonder what the hell we're talking about.
Okay, that explains.
Yes. Freddie's aunt.
Okay. Freddie's aunt, who I know pretty well from him being here.
Oh, cool. Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, yes. Yeah, she's on the Golden Bachelor.
Now I understand.
That's the only reason why I'm even reporting.
I was very confused. Yes. I was like, what are we talking about? All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.